Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's start with Christmas morning. The presents are finally under the tree. Jets fans, let it out. Shout it from the mountaintops. It's no longer a dream. Your wildest dreams have come true. Aaron Rodgers will be a New York Jet. You have a first ballot Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, four-time MVP, one of the greatest to ever do it as your quarterback. Aaron effing Rodgers is going to be the quarterback of the New York Jets. This is, in my opinion, the second greatest day in the 60 years of the franchise. Only behind Joe Namath winning Super Bowl III on January 12th, 1969. Sure, the back-to-back AFC championship games with Mark Sanchez, those were great. Great playoff runs. But you never made the Super Bowl. 2010, 2011. And now looking back on them, knowing that it ended without a Super Bowl and it sent you into 12 straight years without a playoff berth, getting a surefire top 10 greatest quarterback of all time, probably top five, that just 2 and 3 years ago overwhelmingly won the MVP, and he is the missing link to a team last year that was just a quarterback away all year long from becoming an elite AFC contender. Now you've got him, and you've got him pissed off, and you've got him with a chip on his shoulder, as motivated as a 39-year-old can be. Let's start there, 877-337-6666. For my folks that are under the age of 60, is this the greatest day for you as a Jet fan? And for my folks that were old enough to remember Super Bowl III, is this right there behind it, landing Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, where you've got a two-year window with a Hall of Famer, a Super Bowl-caliber defense, and an offense that has a ton of young weapons, and you've already now added Alan Lazard? Is this the second best day as a Jet fan for my folks that remember Super Bowl III? Because I don't see how it's not. I don't see how it's not. Sure, you can complain about everything off the field with Aaron Rodgers, and trust me, I watched the entire hour interview with Pat McAfee, and there was times leading up to it where the first 10 minutes he's going on and Aaron Rodgers is going on, and I'm thinking, man, just get to it already. Please, please stop dragging this out. Just tell us if you're playing or you're not playing. Stop giving me the back in 2005 when they drafted me. And I know if you don't like his stance on the vaccines and that you lied about it, yeah, I'm immunized. And everything in between, the darkness retreats, how cringeworthy and just flat out weird he can sound at times. You wanted this. Don't tell me you didn't want this. You wanted it. There was no better option in free agency. There was no better option for anybody on planet Earth this offseason that you could have gotten to play quarterback for your team than Aaron Rodgers, and you've got him. And you are instantly a Super Bowl contender. Instantly. I said it on Sunday. I said, we're going to find out from Aaron Rodgers either Monday or Tuesday. And I believe he's going to be a Jet. And when he does, I believe the Jets are going to make a Super Bowl here in the next 2 years. And it goes without saying that it's Super Bowl or bust, obviously. Those are the expectations, whether you like them or not. Those are the expectations that you have to live with. For years, you were just starving, and you've been starving and dying to just get into the playoffs, to be relevant again, to not be the butt of everybody's jokes. No pun intended with the butt fumble. You were the butt of everybody's jokes. It was 1 p.m. window every single Sunday with the occasional week 3 or week 15 Thursday night matchup against the Jaguars or the Broncos or some other crap team. And if you happen to be playing the Patriots on Monday night because it was Jets-Patriots, and they could find another way to make fun of you or your quarterback seeing ghosts or whatever. Those days are gone. Gone! For the next 2 years, the Jets are going to be on the front page of every major sports news media publication. Aaron Rodgers is instantly the most famous athlete in New York. Your team, you're now the Broadway Jets. You are. You had Broadway Joe. I wouldn't say Aaron is Broadway Aaron, but with the type of headlines and media and attention he's going to bring, yeah, he's Broadway Aaron. And he's already got the blessing to wear number 12. He can wear it if he wants. But you're going to be on primetime Sunday night football, Monday night football, probably a combined 5 times. Jets are going to constantly be playing in the 4 o'clock window. They're going to be game of the week. Every AFC East battle now is going to be must-see, must-watch. The Patriots, you can slide them over as little brother. I don't care if they want to sign Juju Smith-Schuster. I don't care if they want to sign whoever. That is a matchup that you will no longer dream about winning one day. The Jets should sweep the Patriots this year. And again, Aaron Rodgers is going to be your quarterback. It's a dream come true. It really is. There's not many better days than this as a Jets fan in your entire life that you're going to have unless he wins you Super Bowls, which again, I think with Rodgers under center, the Jets win the AFC either this year or next year. You've got a top 5 defense that is a Super Bowl contender. You've got the offensive rookie of the year coming back in Garrett Wilson. You've got the running back, Breece Hall, who was on his way to winning offensive rookie of the year. You've got Aaron Rodgers, his offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett, who, by the way, he said no coach has ever meant more to him than Nathaniel Hackett. So there's all that on the table. And it's a pretty damn good day. So for the next 5 hours, we're going to celebrate it. If you're a Jets fan, 877-337-6666. Was it worth the wait? Was it worth the wait? I said on January 9th, right when the season ended, I said the Jets need to trade for Aaron Rodgers. This team is a quarterback away. And here we are on March 16th, and the Jets are on the verge, on the precipice of landing him. And I don't want to hear about, oh, well, what if the Packers hold up the deal? They're not holding up a deal. They're not holding up a deal. Mark Murphy, the president, he's gonna spite Rodgers now and not trade him. Okay, he's going to retire, and the Packers will get nothing, where they know they're going to at least get some compensation here from the Jets. They're going to get draft picks. They're not going to get 2 first-rounders, but they're going to get something. So the deal will be done. It's just a matter of when, not a matter of if. So hopefully it's later today and it's finalized. Maybe it's by Friday. Tomorrow, but Aaron Rodgers is going to be your quarterback, and that's a pretty incredible thing to think of. All the suffering and the torture you've been through as a Jets fan, that is no longer the case. And sure, the pressure, the expectations will be as high as they've ever been, but that's where you want to be. Pressure makes diamonds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.